John McCain and Barack Obama were co-sponsors of a comprehensive immigration reform bill that failed to pass the Congress 2 years ago. McCain denounced the bill on the campaign trail, and Obama has said almost nothing about what he plans to do on the issue once in office. Whatever the next step is, Wisconsin Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner says he'll be at the forefront of blocking any plan that would allow undocumented immigrants to stay in the country.
Because most Republicans are adamantly opposed to giving amnesty to illegal immigrants, whether it's called a comprehensive immigration bill or a path to legalization. Those are all buzzwords for amnesty.
But reform advocates like Jerry Graca, a Milwaukee immigration attorney, says there aren't many alternatives to dealing with the millions of immigrants already in the country. He's convinced that an Obama administration will eventually get around to backing an amnesty approach, but he says he's not sure how high a priority immigration will be in Obama's first year in office.
We have bigger things on our plate, frankly, right now, with the economy, with the Iraq war. He's made it clear that immigration, comprehensive immigration reform, is a top priority for his administration. Where it falls within the top 10, he's not defined that.
But Graca says it's likely Obama may continue with the current approach to enforcing immigration laws through workplace raids by immigration agents. But he says it's possible Obama may try to scale back such raids once he takes office. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.